USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Fuel prices are continuing to soar. With the Biden administration's dependence on foreign oil producers, production cuts made by OPEC Plus and its allies have pushed crude oil to a 10-month high, putting financial pressure on construction companies, transportation businesses, farmers, and the American people. Yesterday's consumer price index saw inflation increase to 3.7% last month from a year earlier. A federal judge in Texas rejected the Biden administration's efforts to save a program that has shielded hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants from deportation, saying that it remained unlawful even after recent changes. The judge maintained that President Barack Obama exceeded his authority when he created the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA, by executive action in 2012. The DACA program allows individuals brought to America unlawfully as a child to receive a renewable 2-year period of protection from deportation and become eligible for work permits in the United States. While the judge ruled the program illegal, current applicants will be able to keep renewing their protection. The husband of Democrat Representative Mary Peltola of Alaska died yesterday after a single-engine plane he was flying crashed shortly after takeoff in southwestern Alaska. The Congresswoman's office said that she would return to Alaska to be with her family as they grieve the death of 57-year-old Eugene Peltola. The Peltolas have 7 children and stepchildren. The plane is said to have crashed under unknown circumstances by the National Transportation Safety Board, with only Peltola on board. The first Thursday night football game is tonight on Amazon Prime. The Vikings will travel to the Philadelphia Eagles at 8:15 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Game Flings.
Game Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Game Flings. Seriously good scent. Game Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney of Utah and the 2012 Republican presidential nominee announced yesterday that he would not be seeking re-election in 2024, saying he wanted to make way for a new generation of leaders. He also strongly suggested that Trump and Biden should follow his lead, paving the way for younger candidates. Romney, who is currently 76 years old, said in a statement, "At the end of another term, I'd be in my mid-80s. Frankly, it's time for a new generation of leaders." The most recent polling just before House Republicans announced their impeachment inquiry into President Biden showed the president's approval rating went up 2 points, but remains low for an incumbent seeking re-election.
In a Reuters Ipsos poll taken just before the impeachment news broke this week, respondents gave Biden a 42% approval rating, up 2% since the same poll last month, and the highest since March. 80% of Democrats approved of the president's job performance in that poll. This mirrors a similar trend seen in the wake of criminal indictments made against former President Donald Trump, who's only seen his Republican support strengthen, especially after the Georgia case was announced. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Republican Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado was kicked out of a Beetlejuice musical in Denver, Colorado over the weekend. She's being accused of vaping, singing, using phones, and causing a disturbance. Her campaign manager, Drew Sexton, said in a text message, "Boebert pleads guilty to singing along, laughing, and enjoying herself." Lance Pry, USA News.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.